SABAM, Société Belge des Auteurs, Compositeurs et Éditeurs, the Belgian Collecting Society for Musical Royalties, is in the spotlight again. A few months after the Scarlet SABAM case, the Court of Justice of the European Union has released a new decision on the legality of filtering systems on the internet, this time with regard to filtering of content stored on web services. Last February 16th, the Court of Justice of the European Union ruled that a social network cannot be obliged to install a general filtering system covering all its users in order to prevent the unlawful use of musical and audiovisual work. SABAM brought the social network Netlog to court to impose an injunction requiring the installation of filtering systems aimed at the prevention of infringements committed by its Belgian members, about 2 million consumers, on its website. A social network is a set of online communication tools that allow the creation and exchange of user-generated content. Netlog is an online platform where members can create their own webpage with a blog, pictures, playlists, videos, and as such considered as a social network and a hosting provider. SABAM asked the Belgian court to impose a penalty payment of €1,000 per day if the injunction was not respected. Much user-generated content reworks copyrighted material to produce new creations, making assessments of legality particularly difficult and particularly inappropriate for automatic filtering systems. On 10th July 2010, the Brussels Court of First Instance denied the penalty payment request and submitted a question for preliminary ruling. The Court of First Instance asked the European Court whether or not a national judge may issue an injunction against a hosting service provider to filter most of the information stored on its servers in order to identify electronic files containing musical, cinematographic or audiovisual work and subsequently block the exchange of such files. The injunction that SABAM requested covered all Netlog customers in abstracto and as a preventative measure. In its February 16th decision, the court decided it is against European law to order such a measure. The generality and broadness of such an injunction is against freedom of communication, privacy rights and freedom to conduct business. The SABAM versus Netlog judgment represents a new win for fundamental freedoms, particularly now in a political climate where the foundations of the current internet are at stake. The European judges have re-emphasised the importance of not overburdening communication tools with restrictive technologies. This is crucial to protect the fundamental rights value of the internet as well as its economic significance. For the second time in just a few months, thanks to actions taken by SABAM, have led to the Court of Justice of the EU to underline the importance of an open and free internet and the respect for fundamental freedoms, such as the freedom to, freedom of communication privacy, and the freedom to conduct business. But what is the difference between the Scarlet case and the Netlog decision? The wording of the questions was the same in both cases, except the Netlog decision specifically addresses the situation of hosting providers, whilst the Scarlet case involved internet access providers. According to the e-commerce directive, a hosting provider is an information society service whose service consists of the storage of information provided by the recipient of the service. In the Scarlet case, the issue was about an access provider, a mere conduit, a service consisting of transmission in a communication network, in the language of the e-commerce directive. SABAM wanted the ISP Scarlet to install a generalized filtering system for all incoming and outgoing electronic communications passing through its services and to block potentially unlawful communications. In first instance, whilst refusing the liability of the ISP, the Brussels court concluded that the SABAM's claim was legitimate and that a filtering system had to be deployed. Scarlet appealed, and the case was referred to the Court of Justice of the European Union. In its decision, the Court of Justice ruled that a filtering and blocking system for all its customers for an unlimited period, in abstracto and as preventative measure, violates fundamental rights, more particularly the right to privacy, freedom of communication, and freedom of information. In addition, it breaches the freedom of ISPs to conduct business. In the Scarlet case, the court was therefore dealing with the policing of the circulation of content on the net. What did the Court of Justice of the EU base its decision on? The European Court of Justice reused the balancing test established in the Scarlet SABAM and based its decision on the e-commerce directive of 2000, on the Charter of Fundamental Rights. The European judges balanced the fundamental rights at stake when injunctions of unlimited monitoring involving hosting providers is requested. The ruling balances the freedom of communication, the freedom to conduct business, the right to privacy with the protection of intellectual property, concluding that the business freedom of hosting providers and the interests of the society as a whole cannot be counterbalanced with the interests of one part of the industry, the rights holders. And what will change for hosting providers? The hosting provider's situation is staying the same. They cannot be obliged to monitor, filter, and block alleged infringing content. However, it does not mean that the hosting providers will never bear any liability. Hosting provider can still be held liable for illegal content that they are hosting if they had actual knowledge of the presence of such content hosted on their services and do not act immediately to remove it. What consequences will this decision have for the internet? The essence of freedom of communication on the internet was at risk. The decision is a relief for everyone who defends and supports freedom of communication and protects the social and economic impact of the open, free and neutral internet. Why is it important to have a judge decide on the balancing test? It is important to have the judiciary involved in the balancing test, to have a fair and impartial assessment. It is the best way to be sure that safeguards are properly applied. As the UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression stated in his report last year, intermediaries, as private entities, are not best placed to make the determination of whether a particular content is illegal, which requires careful balancing of competing interests and consideration of defences. Having the due process of law is important, not only for the citizens but also for businesses, to evolve in an innovation-friendly environment where competition is preserved. What does this ruling mean in the context of proposals such as ACTA, Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, and IPRED, the Intellectual Property Enforcement Directive? The European Court decision underlines the importance of the rule of law. Acting within the rule of law ensures the respect of important safeguards. Those safeguards would most probably disappear, or at least be inadequately implemented, if enforcement were put in the hands of private companies through a voluntary cooperation mechanism. Privatised enforcement undermines the rule of law, and currently the tendency is to push towards industry cooperation without having proper safeguards. Such systems are pushed in ACTA and are likely to be in the future revision of the Intellectual Property Enforcement Directive. What does the ruling mean at an international level for the freedom of communication? As Europe is traditionally seen as an example for fundamental freedoms, especially freedom of speech, it was important to have a decision protecting freedom of communication and freedom of expression as a global example of best practice. This information has been provided by European Digital Rights. For further information on state of exception and human rights, as well as civil liberties in the EU, you may visit Equipo Nisco and Radio Nisco's related webpages. This programme has been produced by Radio Nisco at our studios in Belgium on February 24th, 2012.